Buckle up, Buttercup.
You know how Pam loves the gossip.
Welcome to Hollywood.
We just divorced.
Did you want to apologize for cheating on me?
What is the hot gossip? Tell me everything.
Adele has announced that she will be taking a long break following her residency.
It has been amazing. I just need a rest. I have spent the last 7 years building a new life for myself, and I want to live it now. I want to live my new life that I've been building, and I'll miss you terribly.
Oh, that's so sweet. She got so emotional. She needs to rest, focus on her new fiance and her son, and build that life, girl. Build it. Somebody's who is being deconstructed. Jennifer Lopez posted some summer photos. Of course, no Ben Affleck in sight. She also included inspirational quotes like, "Everything is unfolding in divine order." Okay. Selena Gomez was in Colorado over the weekend for the Telluride Film Festival. And knowing that she would be there, the Telluride Girls High School Volleyball Team posted a sign on Main Street inviting her to one of their games. And y'all, she showed up. I saw this sign, so I had to show up. I love it. Of course, then I started singing the song, "I Saw the Sign." Patrick Mahomes shared that Taylor Swift, who is dating teammate Travis Kelce, has been helping strategize for the Chiefs. What?
She's really interested in football, and she asks a lot of great questions. She's already drawing up plays, so we might have to put one in.
I would not put it past him to put one in from her. Sophia Bush and Hillary Burton Morgan are developing a One Tree Hill sequel series at Netflix. They'll also produce. No word on whether anybody else is coming back. LL Cool J and Eminem have released their first collab, Murdergram 2. It'll be on LL's upcoming album. And Chappell Roan recently addressed intrusive behavior from fans in TikTok videos, rejecting unwanted attention and physical contact. And Jewel has come out in support of her stance in her own video, where she shared her experiences with harassment.
It made me step back from my own career. I quit after Spirit, after Hands, because it was just too much. And I have a lot of trauma from my childhood. So fans grabbing me, touching me, turning me around, crowding me, just wasn't good. I learned with time that I could talk to my fans and say, you can't come within 6 feet of me.
Yeah. At one point in her life, Jewel was homeless and she had experienced some real trauma. So no one wants to listen. I get it. I've had that problem before. You know what I'm saying? If you know, you know. Tiffany Haddish provided an update on Girls Trip 2, joking that the international media coverage of her recent DUI arrest proves her global appeal and supports the case for a sequel.
We would love to be the first black female-led movie to have a number two and then make twice as much money in the box office as we did the first time. Because now I'm international. And I know that because when I had got arrested, it was like all over the world. And it was on the BBC and the CNN. I mean, everywhere. The studios can't say I'm not international. Because it's international.
She cracks me up. Sad news today. Roger O'Donnell, the keyboard player for The Cure, has been diagnosed with cancer. Of course, our thoughts and prayers go out to him. Oh, and I have a dirt alert. Y'all, as if we didn't already dislike the guy enough, Jeff Bezos has a new $80 million private jet. $80 million. Just think about how many people you could help with $80 million or how much discounted merchandise you could put up on Amazon. That's the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance Morning Go and B104.3. Is it your welcome? I don't know.